Hey guys, welcome to the Smart Startup. This is Lexi Reynolds from Scalar Agency, and we have a really exciting guest today. Please welcome Daniel Mangana with Dream with Dan.
Hi everyone, and Lexi, thank you so much for having me. And thank you for being so eloquent in the pronunciation of my multi-syllabled surname. Much appreciated.
I like what you did there, a little alliteration.
It was accidental. What can I say, love? You inspired me.
So Dan is a transformational life coach. Excited to kind of hear what that means and how you help people. Mm-hmm. Would you just like to tell us exactly what you do?
Okay. So basically, the whole phrase transformational coach came from the struggle of me fighting against even doing coaching. Because I come from the business world, I did really well in project finance and project management and business model development. But as I got into the world of meditation and mindfulness last year, I really kind of fell out of alignment with that and became a bit disillusioned with not really living a purposeful life. Fast forward 6 months of me fighting against the call to leave the world of business and do something a bit more outwardly. I went to what was that? Sorry, look.
True to yourself, maybe.
Yeah, I had to kind of picture to myself. And I went to, I was at a meditation retreat in New Mexico, and I was doing a walking meditation at about 5 o'clock in the morning in the mountains of New Mexico in February. So it was ball-bustingly cold. I had hot pockets in, I had thermals on, I had gloves, hat, scarf. And during this walking meditation, it hit me like lightning. And I kind of had this vision of what my life would be if I was doing what I've been called to do and what I've been fighting against. Fast forward another 5 or 6 months, and I was doing the podcast, I was doing workshops and events, I got some books out, and I was putting out content, but I've been really resisting the whole thing of actually coaching people because I didn't want to be responsible for people's change. But the crazy thing was, when I was interacting with people, they were seeing change through my tool. And I gave in a few months ago and basically actually started formally offering coaching. And I call it transformational coaching because what I do is I step in to bring the best out of people so that they can transform their life into what they deserve and step into a timeline that actually serves them and serves humanity better. So it's very purpose-driven, but it's about getting people into this new timeline, writing this new life script, stepping into it and living it fully, abundantly, joyfully, and with fun and giggles. That's what I do.
Pretty cool. And I guess as far as entrepreneurship, is this your first rodeo, or when did you first become self-employed, if you will?
I've only ever had two jobs in my life. Once was when I was 16 and I worked in a movie theater for like a summer, and I didn't even need the money because I was making computers at the time. But I had some friends, my two best friends in the world. I've still, the last 20 years we've been friends, we met then. And then when I started up another business, I got a job to kind of support me as I was making that shift into starting another business because I was starting from scratch at the time. But yeah, I did that for like 8 months. I was working in a call center. So I worked from like 1 to 8, and I was like working my business from like 6 in the morning to like 12. But yeah, I've always worked for myself. So actually, entrepreneurship is my natural state, and working for people is like, oh, that's just weird. Like, I don't really get it. So I kind of flipped.
So how do you find most of your clients now?
Well, interestingly enough, I haven't actually done any real promotion. I've never done any paid advertising. Everything's been really organic, and people kind of coming to me.
Do you have like a ClickFunnels webinar sales funnel running?
Yeah. I don't. I swear to God, but we're doing that now. I swear to God, we're doing that now.
What a million for everyone listening.
We're scaling. We are scaling now with some of the programs that I've been building from the workshops, from the content has really been structured into so that more people can actually get the help, because my coaching isn't cheap and no one can really afford it. But I want to help more people. So there needs to be a bridge between the lashings of free content that I give out on the podcast and on Facebook and the paid stuff. But the program's now like the bridge in between. So whereas like, some people they're ready to invest in themselves. They do want to see the change. They do want to make that commitment, but they can't really afford thousands and thousands and thousands for a coach, but they can scrape together a few hundred bucks to get onto a program. So we're going to be using ClickFunnels and stuff for that. But so far, it's just been my podcast has been great. People connect with me through there. People connect with me through Facebook, through my Instagram posts, and also my workshops. My workshops as well. People come in and get some coaching off the back of
that. And we'll definitely post all the information and contacting you in the bottom on YouTube for our listeners, as well as all conferences. I was going to add that in. Any workshop or conferences, I think, are a great way to get out of your usual mindset and kind of accelerate your learning curve. It's definitely motivational as well as educational. So definitely recommend that. Mm-hmm. I guess I have a question about the obstacles you usually see. Are there any common themes in us entrepreneurs that you work on helping?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I find is most detrimental to people, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's relationships that they're getting into or getting out of, or whether it's just self-love, it's this dependency on forces outside of yourself. In my work, I talk about the evolution of blame, and that we have like this scale of blame that we go through. And it's only when we get through that scale and really accept the reality that we are the singular common denominator in every single experience in our life, that we can step into the power to get deliberate about the outcomes that we choose for ourselves. So as an entrepreneur, if you spend your time blaming your business partners for the reason why things don't happen, or blaming the fact that people just aren't getting your idea, instead of accepting that, hang on a minute, whether you chose or choose to remain with that business partner, whatever comes as a result of that relationship with them is your choice. And if you choose to make a different choice, if you make the empowering choice to make the empowering choice to either break away or to stand your ground and create a shift in that relationship, there isn't going to be a change. If you want a new relationship, but you spend all of your time talking about how men or women are this way or that way, instead of looking at yourself and what you're attracting, the circles of people that you're moving in, because there's 6.5-7 billion people in the world. Not all of them the opposite sex are douches. There are decent people out there, and they're decent people that are available. However, if your focus and attention is only on that which you don't want, that's all that's going to show up for you in your environment. So for me, it's about stepping away from this idea of looking out and actually coming back to self and accepting our power to deliberately create our reality. That, whether it's entrepreneurship or anything else, I think is one of the biggest hurdles that people need to get over.
Extreme ownership, definitely. I think so many people, they do the same thing again and again, and they expect a different result, and that's actual insanity.
Total insanity, my love. Total insanity.
Very good to hear. And I guess as far as your inspiration, who inspires you?
Different people have inspired me at different parts of my life.
Informational life coach.
Different parts of my life, different people have inspired me. I think when I was in the world of business, I had particular people that I looked to in different, and I'm really segregational. So like I look to, I acknowledge that everybody is fallible. Everyone's human. So for example, I'm not going to take someone as a whole and then complain that they've got flaws or use that as an excuse to not pull what I can from their experience for myself. So like right now, for example, with social media and people just being out there unapologetically themselves, and just giving and giving and giving, and then seeing what comes back. Obviously, it's Gary Vee. I mean, we love his F-bombs, right?
Rushing
it. Rushing it, indeed. Would love
I hope he listens to this one day. Possible. I have like visions of being in his office and like, yeah, remember that one podcast where it talked about you? Like, I'll watch his podcast and get book ideas, like try to peek at what he's reading.
Dude, can I tell you that... So the next stage of my grand plan, which I'm not going to share with everyone because it's my plan and you need your own, is it's tier one events. And he's definitely someone that within the next 18 months, you will see that I have an event with Gary Vee on the stage. 100%. It's done. So don't worry. You've got the VIP ticket, baby girl. It's there for you.
All right. I'll be on the lookout.
So yeah, that's that one. You know, right now there's a couple that I'm working with for my next program that I'm releasing, Chris and Meenal, and their whole thing with relationships and how they relate to everything, and they treat everything as relationships, whether it's money, to yourself, to other people, to your business, whatever. They really inspire me. They've got some really powerful concepts that I've enjoyed integrating into my life. So yeah, their relationships, yeah.
Share one of those concepts with us, please.
They've got one concept that they call the third. And basically, I'm not going to go into the science of it because I'm not qualified to do so. I understand it, I'm not overstand it. But what they say is when you're in a relationship with anything, always consider that there's your perspective, their perspective, and there's a middle ground that if you personify and treat both, and both of you come at actually bringing the best for that middle ground, that commonality between the two of you, you can remove all of the conflict, you remove all of the I-ness, and it really empowers you to create a beautiful space for everybody's needs to be met, because you're not thinking about yourself, you're thinking about yourself as a whole, but doing it through the concept of the third. And the great thing about that is the third embodies unlimited potential and ultimate and unlimited possibilities. So everything's possible in that, rather than the limit of my beliefs, the limit of my past experience of you, the limit of your past experience of me. We can enter into this completely clean space with unlimited potential and create optimal outcomes are optimal for both of us. So that's the third in real brief, but I really, really love that.
Interesting. I really like that, especially with treating, you know, your relationship with whether it's money or time. People don't have a relationship with time the way that they should at all.
Exactly. Total thumbs down for them.
I know you're in Mexico right now. Everyone's jealous. I'm in the cold New York, even though, you know, loving it. Love fall fashion. But what else is coming up? You have some speaking engagements. You're kind of going up more. Listen, where can we find you?
Okay, so I'm gearing up to hit West Palm Beach next weekend. From West Palm Beach, I'm going to be down in Cabo, chilling out in the sun for a couple of days. And then I'm heading up the West Coast. I've got a couple of stops on the West Coast. I believe I'm San Diego. Some friends have asked me to catch up with them in Santa Monica. I then have a workshop in Prescott, Arizona on the 10th. I'm in Denver, Colorado on the 11th. We're doing a full day workshop there. It's going to be shamazing. It's my first time going. I'm really excited because we're doing the full day workshop, but because it's semi-sponsored, I'm able to give away a lot more free tickets. So we can get some bums in seats for that, which is really cool. I think there's about 3 or 4 free tickets left for that. I'm going to be in Seattle from the 13th of November. I'm going to be on my friend's radio show, Gratitude Cafe with Sue Lundquist, the bridge coach. She's amazing. Really fun show. Check her out on podcasty stuff. I'm going to be hanging out there. And then I'm doing an event at the East West Bookstore in Seattle on the 17th, which is going to be super duper fun. I'm heading back down to Cabo. I'm doing a workshop in Cabo on the 24th of November. And then I'm heading out to Dubai to do the last workshop for the year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And it's done. And then you can breathe and get some sleep, right?
I can breathe and sleep until March when we get back at it again. Yeah.
That's so exciting. And we will definitely post all the info so you guys can keep track of Dan. If you can keep track of Dan, I challenge you.
I like that rhyme. Let me take up the glass so you see that wig, because it's all for you.
That's real.
I'm a little pissed though. I was trying to be in New York this weekend because there was a Jets game yesterday. So I was trying to like tie up with catching the Jets and catching up with you guys, but
you're
I just didn't
Gary V. You could have like covered every single base right there. You guys don't know Gary V is gonna buy the Jets. And if you don't know that, you don't know
Gary V. He's gonna do it. He's going to do it. And I'd love to be like, even if I've got like a 0.1% share, I'd love to be like, yeah, I've got a company with Gary V, like he's my business partner.
Just that be a shareholder.
Exactly.
So I guess before I let you go, any last minute tidbits of advice for our listeners?
I think that they should find a gentle balance between adventure, surrender, and action. That's like one thing that's really been showing up for me personally with my clients. Like everyone that's obviously watching this needs to be watching you guys on your crazy adventures and being inspired by that, but not allowing the grandioseness of the adventure to hold them back from taking action, but to find a gentle dance between taking little actions, having fun, and remembering that life is here to be enjoyed, no matter how you look at it, no matter what your philosophy about life is, it's here to be enjoyed. And you can do that if you just find that dance between all of those things.
Yep, I definitely feel that. Now I'm like at the what's next phase, like between traveling, need to go on the grind, but like, oh my gosh, I have so much less to worry about. I don't have a flight to catch. Free time, I can go to the gym again.
Or like a little van with strangers across Europe. You don't have that to do either.
And now you're doing the same thing here. You're playing the visa game, so.
Hey, we got to do what we've got to do.
Our dollar, which in Costa Rica, I think it's like 530 colones is one US dollar. So it's going to be, I'm going to be a big baller there.
You'll be a big baller. Please get one of those big stacks and like.
In colones. Yeah, I will. Don't tell me. That sounds like lost money already. Or a trip to the casino. I don't know.
Whatever. Just take footage so that I can live vicariously through you.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening and thanks for joining us today, Dan.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely dream with Dan and keep track of him. I will post that info and thanks again.
Thank you very much.